Welcome to Breakout Radio Church with Dale Gentry, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, inviting people from around the globe to worship with us. This service is replayed every weeknight on BPN Radio at 8 p.m. Central Time. Just go to www.bpnradio.com. Now here is Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. It's time for church. And I want to welcome everybody that is in church with us today here at Breakout Radio Church from our ministry center in Austin, Texas, as we broadcast here on BPN Radio across America and around the world. And, of course, at Breakout Radio Church here on this Sunday, we are responding to the Lord's command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person. And Breakout Radio Church is a house of prayer for all nations. And we are absolutely delighted to have you attending church this morning with us here on this Sunday morning before Thanksgiving. Breakout Radio Church is connecting a community of believers all across America and around the world. And you too can be a member of this worldwide church. After my sermon this morning, I'm going to give you more information on how you can become a member. Remember, if you need prayer or someone to talk to during this broadcast or right after the broadcast, you can contact a member of our church leadership team who is ready right now to visit with you or pray with you in our meeting room. And all you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com. breakoutradiochurch.com and click on the meeting room, and someone will be there to pray with you, answer any questions. And so we are so delighted to have you. We have a special announcement that we're going to make today here on Breakout Radio Church. But first of all, I want my wife Jean to come, and want to welcome her, and we are going to pray together. And Jean and I, we started pioneering Breakout Radio Church this summer because we knew there was a lot of people that did not have a pastor, a shepherd. And as we celebrate 50 years in the ministry, we discerned the voice of the Holy Spirit and received the invitation to lead this Breakout Radio Church. We've been pastors for a long time, shepherds for a long time. Jean, it's so good to have everybody in church today on this Sunday morning.
Yes, it is. And good morning, Breakout family. It's great to have you joining us at Breakout Radio Church this morning. Welcome.
Welcome. And we're so excited about what God is doing. People are joining Breakout Radio Church. And we're believing we're going to have members all across America, around the world. People are going to begin to start having connections that they never had before because, you know, we pray every day for divine appointments and divine connections.
Yes, we do.
So we're excited. And I'm thankful to have you working here at Breakout Radio Church with me. We've been together for 55 years in marriage. Of course, this is our 50th year of ministry, and we're excited to be pioneering.
Yes, it's been an awesome journey.
It has been an awesome journey, and we just want to thank all of you members that are in church today, and those that may be visiting Breakout Radio Church, welcome. It's going to be a great day, and so let's just spend some time agreeing for the service this morning. Father Gene and I hold hands today, and we agree this morning that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done here at Breakout Radio Church on this wonderful Sunday morning. It's a cold morning in Austin, the coldest morning we've had in many months, but we're so thankful that the power of the Holy Spirit is present. And the Holy Spirit's just going to warm us up today. And your will be done in the service today. I pray, Lord, that you give us ears to hear, spiritual ears to hear, and eyes to see, spiritual eyes to see, and hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And, Gene, we want to welcome our new worship leaders, Michael W. Smith and Godfrey Bertle, has helped us for the past several weeks. But today, we're happy to announce that Brian and Kristen Ming are our new worship leaders here at Breakout Radio Church. They're a great couple, aren't they?
Yes, we're very excited about it.
And that we've known them for several years. We love their music, their anointing, and they've written so many, many songs, and they're going to be a blessing to Breakout Radio Church. And, of course, Brian and Kristen Ming have been in ministry for about 20 years, and for several years he served as the worship leader, the music director at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. And so we're so thankful they have accepted our invitation. And so I want us to welcome Brian and Kristen Ming as they come to lead us in worship today. I know that you're going to be blessed as they come today. And so, Father, we are just so thankful and grateful for Brian and Kristen Ming. And we just pray, Lord, that you would just anoint them as they lead worship today. Well, let's welcome them and lift up holy hands as we praise and worship him here on this Sunday. Can we do it? Welcome, Brian and Kristen Ming. So delighted to have you here at Breakout Radio Church.
Come and go. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test my anxious thoughts. Cleanse me from my evil ways, and make my heart like yours. 'Cause I am yours and yours alone. I am yours and yours alone. I am yours.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are yours and yours alone, Lord, and we just pray in Jesus' name right now that your will, plan, and purpose be done in our lives. Lord, we know that we could have been born any time in history past. We could have been born any time in history future, but here we are, alive and well in 2016, and God, we do know that the plan is a good plan. And we just pray today as we commit ourselves to you and we submit to your will, plan, and purpose, Lord, that you will direct us and guide us. And we're so thankful to know that you are with us, Lord. You promise not to leave us or forsake us, but to go all the way with us, even to the end of the world. We worship you today. We honor you today. We magnify you, O God, today. Here on this Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church. Okay, if you have your Bibles today, I want you to turn to I want you to turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 16. I'm going to preach a little while, and then we are going to pray. I love to pray. And so Proverbs chapter 16, here's what it says, verse number 9. Proverbs 16 and 9. It says, a man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. Did you get that? A man's mind plans his own way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. Proverbs also says, the whole lot is cast into the lap. That means all the opportunities or possibilities or anything that you may be thinking about, the whole lot is cast into the lap, but it's the Lord that directs our footsteps. And we know that he directs us in a good way. And so there are many plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord that directs his footsteps. A man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life. That's what the Amplified Version says. But the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. I want to preach today a little bit concerning direction for your life, because there are so many, many people that are confused about life. They don't know what to do. Many of them are very stressed, very anxious. Some have completed college, still don't know what they're going to do. There are some people that are just searching and searching, and quite frankly, they're living in fear, trying to figure out — figure is a good Texas verb — trying to figure out what God has for them in life. And so the question is, how am I going to know? And you know, serving as a prophetic voice here in America since 1985, for over 30 years, I have given prophetic words all across America, different nations of the world. I've given prophetic words to thousands of people who need a word from God. I do believe that a word from God can change a person's life. I keep hearing that. A lady wrote me this week and said, the word that you gave my family years ago, we still have stuck on our refrigerator, and we repeat those words. One lady said she has it on her bathroom mirror. So I believe a word from God can change our life. But we know, and I know, according to 1 Corinthians 13, that we know in part and prophesy in part. So when you get a prophetic word, it's only a partial word or a partial plan or a partial description of what God has for you or what he's going to do in your life. And so it's very, very important that we spend time with the manufacturer of our life, the one who said he has a good plan, because you will never be able to determine the will, plan, and purpose of God simply by trying to figure it out, by trying to get people to share with you. Not even a prophetic word will tell it all. And so there are many, many times that we get a word from God. We don't know how in the world that's going to work. But as we pray and as we meditate on that word, God begins to unveil, or God begins to reveal what that means. You know, Gene and I, in January of 1990, we received a word that we were going to start going into churches and staying for weeks and months at a time. And we would pray through until we had a breakthrough. And so that's all we had. When I began to share that with some other pastors, they did not seemingly get a witness. So, you know, I believe in confirmation, but sometimes we get a word from God, or God puts something in our heart, and then we allow wrong voices to discourage us. Not that they are our enemies, but simply they cannot discern with their minds what it is. I do believe in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. And eventually that was established, because when you hear something, then you must see something. So you hear a word from God, and then you begin to see, because where there's no vision, the people perish. If you cannot see it, then you cannot have it. And so we begin to see ourselves going into churches, staying for weeks, months at a time, praying through until we had a breakthrough. And that was a very unusual word. That's why you cannot determine the will, plan, and purpose of God with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability, your mind does not have the capacity to determine the will, plan, and purpose of God. Your mind actually will war against those things that the Holy Spirit has spoken to you. That's called revelation, a revealing of what God desires for you to do in life, although at the time it might seem very improbable or it might seem very impossible. So for 5 years, Gene and I had been going across America and doing 2-3 day conferences, our seminars, our prayer gatherings. A week, we would go into church and stay for 3 days, and we'd go to another church, stay for 3 days. We would teach on prayer, and then we would lead the congregation in prayer, because we believe that corporate prayer is the key to revival. It is the key to a spiritual awakening in America. It is the key to church success, gathering the church together to pray, as they did on the day of Pentecost, when those people gathered in the upper room, 120 people began to lift their voices in praise and corporate prayer. And so we had been doing that for 5 years. Now the Holy Spirit is speaking to us about going and staying for weeks, months at a time. So you hear something, and then you see what you have heard. And then it is very important that you begin to say what you have seen and heard, because we know that the will, plan, and purpose of God for our lives is voice activated. You understand about voice activation. So we must activate what we have seen and heard concerning the will, plan, and purpose of God. So Gene and I began to say, we're going to go into churches and stay for weeks, months at a time. When I told one pastor that, he said, you're not going to come to my church and stay for weeks, months at a time. We're not geared for that. That could have been discouraging, but it wasn't, because we knew we had a word from God, and that one word from God could change our lives forever. And so we begin to say that, declare that, and make plans to go into churches and stay for weeks and months at a time. And 6 months later, in June of 1990, we went with our spiritual father and mother, B.B. and Velma Hankins, and our friends Tom and Mary Ann Peters, and some others to Africa. And when we got back from Africa on that missionary journey, we were scheduled to minister for 3 days, as we'd been doing for 5 years, at Christian Center in West Columbia, Texas. But that 3 days turned into 11 weeks, and people began to gather day and night into that church, and we had the most remarkable breakthrough. I heard Pastor B.B. Hankins say many times, if I'd had to borrow the money to have this meeting, I would have done it, because it was a breakthrough in our church. After that, we went and spent 11 weeks at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, a church founded by Dr. Larry Lee, and Michael Hankins was the pastor there. We stayed there for about 11 weeks through Thanksgiving, through Christmas, some of the most remarkable meetings I have ever been in my life, and it just started. And for 8 years, Gene and I went across America, Canada, other nations of the world, leading what we call prayer revivals. And for 8 years, it was remarkable. But we could have never got that with our minds. Our minds does not have the capability, and I'm repeating myself for just a moment, but our minds does not have the capability or the capacity to know the will, plan, and purpose of God. You say, well, I need a prophecy. I need a word. Well, I believe that you can get a prophetic word. I don't believe you need to chase a prophetic word, and I don't believe that you need to become have an ordinate soul tie with someone that's already always giving you a prophecy that you begin to depend on them for direction. That is very dangerous. I do believe a prophetic word spoken by another person is very profitable. But the greatest asset that we have is the Holy Spirit speaking directly to us while we pray. And so I know the greatest calling, the primary call in our life, is the call to pray. And that's where my whole life changed, because I was trying to determine my future. I went to radio school. I went to engineering school. I determined that I was going to be a radio announcer, sportscaster, disc jockey, engineer, and we carried it out. I went to school. A man will make his, Proverbs says a man will make his own plans. A man will make his plans, but it's the Lord that directs his step. He didn't say there's anything wrong with making your plans. He said the whole lot is cast into the lap. That is all the things that maybe you want to do, but it's the Lord that directs your steps. And so the key thing that happened in my life is I responded to the call to pray one February morning in 1966 when the Holy Spirit spoke to me on the way to work and said, "Son, I'll change your life if you'll give me the first hour of your day." And you've heard my story. I was already getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. That meant that I had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. When I explained to God why I could not do that, I thought he was going to say, "Son, I didn't know you had to get up so early. Don't worry about that." But he just said to me again, "If you'll give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life." The very next morning, I set two alarm clocks. I began to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I began to pray. I went to my place of prayer. I still have a place of prayer. Jesus, he had the two principles. He said in the book of Mark, chapter 1, that he arose a great while before day, that's before dawn, and he went to a solitary place. So you need a certain time and a certain place. And so I respond to the voice of the Holy Spirit with a certain time, 2 o'clock in the morning, and a certain place, the den, what we call the den of our home. And there I begin to spend an hour with the Lord. I'm not saying that everybody has to spend an hour, but there's something about an hour. Jesus said to his disciples, "Could you not tarry 1 hour? Could you not spend an hour?" I just believe there's something powerful that happens after an hour. And so you might need to start with 10 minutes or 20 minutes. I don't know. But I do know that it's important to spend time with the Holy Spirit who speaks to us. And so I was doing that for about 5 months. And then Gene and I went to the church that we were attending in Wichita Falls, Texas, Pastor Bacarl Alcorn, Southside Assembly of God. And David Wilkerson, the prophet, came, and the Holy Ghost said to me that very night that after he got through ministering, "Son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel?" Now, no one gave me a prophecy that I was going to preach. Now, I've been preaching for 50 years, but I did not receive a prophetic word from any other person. That's what I would be doing. But I heard the Holy Spirit saying, after I'd been spending about 5 months in prayer with him, getting my ear tuned to his voice, the Bible said, "In thine ear shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way." And so if you really want to know the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life, you will not be able to determine that by going to all kinds of people and saying, "What do you think?" or taking some type of test or going to some type of seminar. But alone with him, in that secret place of prayer, that's where you're going to begin to hear the voice of the Lord. And I heard the voice of the Lord, and Gene confirmed that was a word from God. And almost immediately, we began to preach the gospel. That was 50 years ago. All through the years, I have depended on hearing the voice of the Lord. When I get a prophetic word from someone, which I believe there is value in, but I know that it might not be a now word, because when I give prophetic words or I receive a prophetic word, it could be a now word, but most usually it's a future word. It could be a confirming word. It could be a new word, a now word, or a future word, but it could be a word that will come to pass in a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I don't know. So we take the word and we meditate on that word, but that one word is not going to do it. Even though God called me to preach, I had to begin to pray and say, "Well, give me some further instructions." And that came from the manufacturer, which is God, the creator of the universe, and created us to be a part of his kingdom here in 2016. And anybody say amen? Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful that we heard the voice of God. We responded. David Young Hee Cho came to the church that we were part of in Rockwall, Texas, years ago. They asked him about his success, one of the team members, and he said, "I pray and I obey." Ha ha ha! I pray and I obey. And so we must be people of prayer. We must be prayers so that we can know the voice, hear the voice, and know the voice so that we will not be confused in life. There are many plans that is in a man's hand, many plans in their mind. The whole lot is cast into the lap, but it's the Lord that is directing your footsteps, and you can know the will of God. And once you know the will of God, you must stay on course. And so there are those of you that are searching, and I'm going to pray for you in a few moments. There are those of you that are searching to know the will of God for your life, and you are somewhat in distress about it. But it is not something that God desires to keep from you. He wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to visit with you. The Holy Spirit wants to share with you the things that God has planned, the assignments that God has planned for your life. And once you get started, Gene and I started, and we did not quit. There were times when we wanted to quit. There were circumstances that came our way that said, "You're not going to make it." But we started, and we did not stop. You've got to start and not stop. So once you start, you must determine in your heart that you are not going to quit. I know that I'm preaching to some of you people today that you've never got started. There's a dream in your heart, but you've never got started. And I want to say to you this morning here at Breakout Radio Church, there is no better time than this. There is no better time. You say, "Well, how do I start?" Well, just start. And the thing that where I started was that I held my own revival in my own home. There were no pastors. I wanted to preach a revival. There were no pastors that would invite me, so I invited myself. And I accepted the invitation. And every day I would come home after work and spend time with Gene and with our son, little boy Rick. And we would have lunch, and then I would go in to the den of our home where I've been praying, and I would start the revival. And I know the Holy Ghost joined me, and God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and I begin to preach. And that's how I learned to preach. And it was so good that I gave myself an extended invitation, and I accepted. I know that people laugh at that. But you must hear something. Listen to me. The proper progression is that you must hear something, and then you must see something, and then you must say something, and then you must do something. It's ears, eyes, mouth, feet. Ears, eyes, mouth, feet. Ears, eyes, mouth, feet. Say it with me. Ears, eyes, mouth, feet. Ears, eyes, mouth, feet. That is the proper progression. And you hear a word from God, and then you try to determine in your mind how that's going to work. You could never do it. Gene and I said yes to the call to preach, but we had no place to preach, but we had the call of God. We had the passion of God. We had the zeal of God that was inside of us. And I'm here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start, and you can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. And we have taken this formula and tried it for 50 years, and it works. So I'm telling you, if there's something, you know, you may not have received a word concerning a situation. I believe that God speaks into our ears about a situation, but I also believe that he makes a deposit in our hearts. For example, when I was praying in the summer of 2014, over 2 years ago, one morning in prayer, I had a clear word from God in my spirit. You say, "Well, how do you know it's God?" Well, after a while, you know his voice. I preached last week about his sheep knowing his voice. And after a while, you just know his voice, the voice of the Lord. And I know that sometimes if it's a major decision, you need to have that confirmed. Because as I said, there's a fine line between God's voice and Satan's voice, or God's voice and our voice. And sometimes you need to have that confirmed, particularly if it's a major decision. But in prayer, I heard the voice of the Lord say, "Son, I want you to start leading prayer 24 hours a day on internet radio." Now, I believe that years ago when I was in radio, that God was preparing me to be in radio now, even though it was over 50 years ago, 50 some odd years ago that I started in radio. So there may be something that you're doing right now that may not appear in your own mind to be very spiritual. But I believe that God prepares us for the future by doing things that we may try to simplify, but it has something to do with the will, plan, and purpose of God for our lives in days, months, and years to come. So there I was in radio preparing for something that God knew I was going to be using even in 2016. So he said, "I want you to start leading prayer 24 hours a day." That was just a word from God. And we know in part and prophesy in part. When I said that to Jean, she said, "Now, Dale, you know that you can't lead prayer 24 hours a day. When are you going to eat? When are you going to sleep?" And so it was just a partial word. But as I began to pray, I knew that there was a way. There is always a way. I want to raise my voice. And sometimes I have to get loud when I get passionate about something. But there is always a way to do what God has put in your heart to do. All things are possible. When Mary said, "How can I have a baby when I have not known a man?" The angel of the Lord just said, "All things with God, with man, things are impossible. But with man, all things are there's impossibilities. But with God, all things are possible." So whatever he puts in your heart, you can do. You can do. And so you cannot let that dream. The Bible said that Samuel did not let one word, did not let one dream fall to the ground. And we can't let it. We have to write it down, write it in a book according to Jeremiah 32, and then we speak it. And so I just began to declare, "I'm going to lead prayer 24 hours a day." And I began to make that declaration. And God gave me a man by the name of Michael Schonborn, who said, "I'm going to help you." And another lady from Moldova, one from England, one from Moldova, they began to help me. And 2 years ago, this weekend, 2 years ago, we began to broadcast 24 hours a day, internet radio, what we call BPN radio, breakout radio. BPN stands for Breakout Prayer Network. And BPN went on the air 2 years ago this past Friday. So we went on the air, and it happened. And for over a year, I would record one broadcast, and then we would repeat that 24 times a day. Then the Holy Spirit put in my heart, that we were going to start broadcasting live. That was a whole new ball game. Whereas I had a couple of computers, monitors, three monitors, now I was going to have a lot more. I did not realize the risk and the expenses and everything that was involved in us to start broadcasting live on internet radio. It took weeks of preparation. We announced we'd start in January. We didn't get to start. We missed the wave in February. It didn't happen, but in March, we finally went on, and now we are being able to broadcast around the clock live when we desire to go live on BPN radio. It was a miracle. I just want to say that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. There's times that we've wanted to quit. Our finances have been challenged. There's been circumstances going off the air. Different things have happened, but we did not quit. And I just want to encourage you today, you that are attending Breakout Radio Church, that all things are possible. When God began, so what happened was the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Start leading prayer 24 hours a day." He did not tell me to go live, but he put it in my heart. So the Holy Spirit sometimes will speak to you through a prophetic voice. He'll speak to you through circumstances, a sermon. He'll speak to you by speaking into your ear, or sometimes he'll just put something in your heart and it will not leave, and it will lodge in your heart, and you will know, God put this in my heart and I can do it, not in the realm of the natural, but in the realm of the supernatural. The Apostle Paul said there is a natural, and he said there is a supernatural, but it's the supernatural, the revelatory instructions of the Holy Spirit that will take us into places that we never dreamed that we could go in the realm of the natural, but in the supernatural. So he spoke to me, talked to me, put it in my heart to have Breakout Radio Church so that I could be a pastor, a shepherd to those that don't have a pastor. Over 50% of Christians in America are no longer attending a local church. I do believe in the local church. I preach in the local church now for 50 years. I do believe, but there are people out there, circumstantially, whatever it may be, that don't have a shepherd, don't have a pastor, and I've responded that I will be a shepherd, a pastor. And so now we've started Breakout Radio Church because we know that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. We've started, we won't quit. And I'm telling you today, those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church, or you may be listening to this broadcast as a rebroadcast, a replay throughout the week, I'm telling you that God is with you. The plan is a good plan. And whatever God has put in your heart, whatever God has spoken to you, you must keep going. You must not turn aside, because there will be voices of distraction that will come that will attempt to distract you. I know that when Gene and I responded to the call to go to Dale City, Oklahoma, a suburb of Oklahoma City, to a church that is now called Destiny Christian Center, which is in Oklahoma City. When we went there, we had not been there very long until we met some major challenges. And one day, I got a phone call from a church in northeastern Oklahoma, up by Tulsa. We were having a difficult time. I'm here to announce that there will always be opposition to your mission. You'll start out, and you may have a good start, but there will be opposing voices, opposing circumstances that will say, come over here, come over there, and that will try to disrupt you or get you off course. And so they came, they called and said, we want you to come, and we'd like for you to come and be our pastor. Gene and I were very excited. We were pastoring in Oklahoma City, all the cars and sirens, and we'd come out of a little town of 1,200 people. And we there was another little town that was calling us, about 6,000 people, and I said, oh, that is great. And so we were making plans to go up there. When we began to talk to the Holy Spirit would not talk to us about it. We knew that was not a God voice. That was just a voice of distraction, a group of people that had well-meaning, but it was not for us. I'm glad that I did not get off course. We had another invitation to lead a major church while we were there, but we were in a building program. We couldn't go there, but we stayed on course. We ended up working with a man who was calling the nation to pray, and as a result, we have ministered in many nations of the world because we had to stay on course. I'm here to tell you today that you need to get started. If you have quit, you need to get restarted. And if you have restarted, you need to begin to be alert and aware that every opportunity that comes along may simply be a distraction. Every opportunity is not from God. It may just be a distraction. Bishop Tony Miller says, don't let your opportunities become distractions in the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life. So the plan is a good plan. And I want to pray for you today right now. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I know that you have a good plan. We're here on this earth with a mission. We are a man with a mission, a woman with a mission. And I pray today for those who need to get started. They need to get started. And the best time to start is now. Now. Do something. Those that are hearing something and seeing something, they need to do something. And what they need to do is spend time with the Holy Spirit, asking for further instructions, getting wise and godly counsel, not allowing themselves to be distracted, not allowing themselves to be overwhelmed with discouragement and disappointments and disillusionments, and realizing that some people that may have started with them may not continue with them. There's so many factors, but we will not be discouraged. We will not lose our courage. I pray for people today that don't know the will of God. I pray for them today, Lord, to be able to know the will, plan, and purpose of God by hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray for those that need to get restarted. They quit. They turned aside. They said, I'm not going to do it anymore. I pray, Lord, that they'll finish what they've started. They'll get restarted today in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that they will have the courage to go and do it again. Do it again. Say it again. Preach it again. Start again. And I pray for those who have gotten off course today. They know they have missed it. They're trying to go back. They're trying to find their way back to a more simple plan. But I pray for them today. I declare in Jesus' name that they not be distracted. They not will not be distracted by voices of discouragement or even opportunities that may come their way. But they'll hear the voice of the Lord. And Gene and I, we have a worldwide ministry today because we were on our way in 1985 to pioneer a church in Phoenix, Arizona. And Jean heard the voice of the Lord say, she said, I heard the Holy Spirit say, we're not going to move to Phoenix. We're going to move to Rockwall, Texas. And that was a strange word, but we did. God confirmed it, and God began to open the doors for us to serve as a prayer and prophetic voice in many cities, many churches, and many nations. We could have gotten distracted. There were voices that would say, come back to Oklahoma City where you started. It seemed like a simple thing. So today, you must not be distracted. Get started, restarted. And if you've been distracted, get back on course. Get back on course because God is working. This is a season of opportunity, window of opportunity to do the will of God. And you can do it, and I encourage you to do it. I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus that the will of God is going to be done in your life. And I pray for those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church. You may be attending here on Sunday morning, this live broadcast you're hearing on BPN Radio. We broadcast from our ministry center in Austin, Texas. Or you may be listening at the radio station in Amarillo, Texas, every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Or you may be listening to a replay that's broadcast every weekday morning at 9 a.m. and each evening at 8 p.m. Wherever you may be listening, if it's live here on this Sunday morning or it's a replay, a rebroadcast, I want to invite you to come to Jesus. If you're not a Christian, if you're not ready to go to heaven, you're only heartbeat away from eternity. If you were to die today, where would you spend eternity? The Bible says it's appointed a man wants to die, and after death comes the judgment. You're going to spend eternity in heaven, or you're going to spend eternity in hell. It's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And those of you that do not know the Lord today, the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. God has a good plan for you. This could be the first day of the rest of your life. You can be born again. You can be born again, not going back into your mother's womb, but you can be born of the Spirit today. And if you're ready, I'm going to pray with you. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you've said that prayer, there may be a church near you that you could attend. If you'd like to be a member, of Breakout Radio Church. I pray for the members of this church, and we make contact. We now have a website at BreakoutRadioChurch.com, BreakoutRadioChurch.com, that you can get more information. There's a membership card there. If you'll go to Breakout Radio Church and click on the little white church with the red building, with the red roof, you can fill out the membership card and become a member of our church. If you don't have a pastor, if you don't have a shepherd, then you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And I've been a pastor for many, many years, and I love people. And if you don't have a shepherd, don't have a pastor, you can go to Breakout Radio Church, click on the little church building. Inside of the little church building is a membership card. You fill that out, and you submit that to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, and we will be in contact with you. If you need further information, go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Go to the meeting room, and there's someone there that can answer your questions about membership, about Breakout Radio Church. We'll be glad to pray with you. We'll be glad to pray with you, and they'll be available after this broadcast complete. BreakoutRadioChurch.com. It's time now to receive our Sunday morning tithes and offerings, or whatever time you're listening to this broadcast. And we know that the Breakout Radio Church is supported by you, the members of this church. If you are not a member and you still like to make a donation, then we would welcome you to give today. And if you want to make a check, you can make a check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And you can send that check, Breakout Ministries, to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. Austin, Texas, 78709. Or you can go to BPNradio.com, BPNradio.com, or DaleGentry.com. And there is a donate button there. If it's BPN Radio, it's right at the bottom of the page. You click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card to give tithes and offerings today. That's BPNradio.com. Go to the donate button. And we certainly would appreciate your faithfulness in giving today to help support Breakout Radio Church so that we can minister the gospel throughout the whole earth. So I'm going to give you just a moment to prepare your tithes and offerings, and then I'm going to say a prayer for you. Father, I pray right now for those that are giving their tithes and offerings, making their checks out, using the donate button, using their credit card, debit card, or PayPal as they sow into this ministry. Lord, I believe it's good soil. I pray that you will bless the giver, bless the gift and the giver as people give today to Breakout Radio Church. I pray that you would bless them abundantly, bountifully, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. God bless you as you give today. And we're so very, very thankful and grateful. Remember, there's someone to pray with you or to talk to. If you just go to BreakoutRadioChurch.com, click on the meeting room. They'll be there to talk with you, pray with you. And, of course, your name will be anonymous. Your name will not show up. We're so excited about what God is doing. This is Thanksgiving week, and we are so very thankful and grateful. Gene and I are thankful and grateful for our church members. We're thankful for those of you that are a part of what God is doing here. And we are so very, very thankful to be able to minister the gospel in so many, many places over these past 50 years. We're thankful for BPN Radio, where we have the opportunity to lead this prayer network day and night. And remember, every Sunday we have churches that are on with us that broadcast live. New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida, and the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. Their services are broadcast live here on BPN Radio. Pastor and church leader Lawrence Neeson, he's on. We have a great lineup of preachers. We're so delighted to be able to share this microphone at this very moment to bless you and give you the desires of your heart, because I believe that he desires to do that. He desires to give you the desires of your heart. And if you need prayer, if you're sick today, I just ask God to heal you right now. We know that we serve a healing Jesus, and you can receive your healing now.
You've been listening to Breakout Radio Church. For more information about this worldwide ministry, go to www.bpnradio.com. Join us again next Sunday morning at the same time for Breakout Radio Church.